Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Vav, as we continue in Perek Rebbe Yishmael. Today's daf is sponsored for the yard site of Rabbi Henry Book, Harav Chanoch Henoch Ben Rav Binyamin Halevi, and also the yard site of Rija Mermelstein, Razel Bas Rav Tzvi Eli Melech tomorrow. Okay, so let us get back into today's daf, Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Vav. And we started discussing the Mishnah on daf Nun Hey. This is the next section of the Masechta, all about, we had some halachos of Yayin Nesach earlier, but this is where we get into a lot of the nitty-gritty halachos of all the three levels of Yayin. As we mentioned, the Isser Daraisa is a pasuk based on in Ha'azinu that the Rambam quotes, Yayin Elokei Zivachin, I forgot the exact pasuk, but based on a pasuk in Ha'azinu, the Rambam quotes that the Yayin Nesach is Aser Mida Oraisa. Obviously, to be Menasech Yayin is Isser Daraisa of Avodah Zarah, to be involved in that Isser, as we discussed a couple of days ago, the two Isurim, Losa says that the Rambam quotes to serve an idol in the way that it's normally served, or to serve an idol in either of the four general and usual avodos that are done, hishtachavaya, nisuch, hakrava, haktara, it's any of those. So being in nasich is an isser daraisa of avodah zarah, but even the isser hana'a is also mida araisa of yayin nesach. Then you have the next level of just wine of a non-Jew, the stam yenam. So that is also aser bahana'a mida rabbanan. We have no idea whether it was minusach to avodah zarah or not. The rabbanan also aser that. And then we have the next level, which we're going to get into over the next couple of days, Be'ez Hashem, and that is our wine that was touched by a non-Jew. Right, so that is those are the three different levels of Yayin, and that's what we're getting into right now. But also the Mishnah and the Gemara, as we read at the end of the shiur yesterday, discuss a couple of other issues as well. We spoke about the Isser of being goring Tuma Le Chulin Sheba Eretz Yisrael. We said there are different deos about that. And we discussed Lifnei Iver and a couple of other issues. We discussed, you know, how much can a Jew be involved in the processing of the wine with a fellow Jew, with a non-Jew. That's the topic that's discussed in the Mishnah. Rav Huna was Machadesh, that wine, right when it starts going down the slope from the upper place where the grapes are trampled to the lower place where it gathers, after a lot of the wine and a lot of the grape juice comes out, it already has the status of wine. We discussed the two layers. And I didn't mention yesterday, but I mentioned in the past, one of the ways that they know where the Mishkan was in Shiloh in the excavations, it's amazing. I mean, based on the area of the, where the dimensions fit, but right next to that area, there is uncovered an ancient wine press and olive press right next to each other. And that usually those are not put right next to each other. Right? They're put in different places, but right next, you need it for both of the Mishkan. Right, you needed oil and you needed wine. Right, both of those were needed, and that's why it makes a lot of sense that right outside the area which exactly fits the dimensions of the Mishkan and the wine press and the olive press found there, exactly like our Mishnah describes. The wine press is, we have an upper stone floor and then the lower stone floor and the slope going down, and you have a catch in the middle to try to catch some of the dregs that fall down. Plus the fact that we mentioned, also fascinating, that if you look in all the mountains around, the whole mountain range facing this area, there are many, many shards that were found of Kli Cheres. Many shards. And on the other side of the mountains, this whole mountain range, there's nothing. Nothing. On the inner side is all. It's exactly no, sir. They had to break the kalim. Kli Cheres is, there was Nivla, as we learned, Eino Yotze Midei Defno La'olam, as we learned here in Masechta Avodah Zarah. That's where they had to break all the Kli Cheres. Mashaken on the other side, they couldn't eat it, because you're only allowed to eat it B'chol HaRoah. You're only allowed to eat Kachikalim B'chol HaRoah of the Mishkan, as long as you could see it. So if you could see it on this side of the mountain, it fits, and if not, not. So it's one of the ways that the archaeologists know exactly where it was. Okay, but either way, let's get back to our discussion. Just one machlokas from yesterday that we did not get to mention, and that is a discussion of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos here discuss on the last line, right before the two dots, we mentioned what was the Mishnah Rishona, what was the Mishnah Achrona, so on the top of Nun Vav and Aleph, that's where we are. We mentioned that according to the Mishnah Achrona, one is allowed to harvest grapes with an Ovi Kochavim Bagat. One is allowed to harvest them, right? The early stages. Why is the allowed one to harvest them? Aren't you then going to bring it and then cause it to become eventually tame, because a non-Jew is tame, and then you're going to be metame this these grapes. So you're allowed to do that. Why? Shemutr ligrom tuma lechulin sheberet Yisrael. Because you're allowed to be gorm tuma. There's no, this is chulin. If it's chulin, you're allowed to cause it to become tame. What's the iser? So somebody who is makpid to eat all of their chulin al taras hakodesh, okay, he can't take part in it. But is there an iser to be gorim tumma lechulin shebaret Yisrael? Says the Gemara, no. And that's why you're allowed to harvest. You're not causing anything. But what exactly does this mean? So Rashi has a limit. Rashi in the top Rashi says, why is this mutter? Because it's an Ovid Kochavim's grapes. That's why it's allowed. But what if it is Yisrael's grapes? So then it is usur to cause chulin, this chulin, to become tame. Why? Because what do you have in this chulin, which is also called tevel? What do you have in there? You have the potential for truma. So if you make this tame, then you are preventing truma tahora to exist. And therefore, when the Gemara says that it's mutter to be goring tuma, Rashi says on the second line, hani mili de'ovei kochavim, avod Yisrael tvulim heim l'truma. Right, the Yisrael, there's truma in there. The aser ligrom tuma l'truma. You're not allowed to cause truma to become tame. Dichsiv, and now this is a chiddush of Rashi. What is this based on? Dichsiv v'hine nasati l'chas mishmeres trumosai b'shtei trumos akazim medaber. He quotes the pasuk of mishmeres trumosai, which is fine. Mishmeres trumosai. I have a mishnah on Perkei Avos. Yachna Boaz. Thanks. Mishmeres trumosai b'shtei trumos akazim medaber. V'kol shekein shein darchin, and surely you can't trample once it's already in the wine press. Shedrichasan mitamasan, because that is Dafka being mitame along with as you trample, and that's where the Jew is misaye the overyavera. That would be a problem. So again, Rashi says even though the Gemara says you're allowed to be mutter to be gorim tuma, that doesn't really mean it. It means you're allowed to be gorim tuma in a place where there's no potential for truma. Right? If it's a goy, he's not giving truma. But and this is not getting into the issue of yesh kinyan or ain kinyan. Even if you say there's kedusha, but the goy is not lamaisa giving truma. He's not being mafresh truma. So even if you say yesh ain kinyan la'akum. But either way, that's what Rashi says. So you read the Rashi, it sounds like he's quoting a Gemara that mishmeres trumosai, two trumos, that includes both truma actually and what is Rashi giving the impression? Tevel hatavol l'truma is also included in that isadaraisa of being matame truma. I'm not allowed to make truma tame. I'm not allowed to make tevel that is potentially going to turn into truma tame. So that's a little chiddush, because if you look in the Gemara, the Rashashi points out, if you look in the Gemara in Bechoros, which Rashi is based on, the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai, B'shtei Trumos, is not talking about Truma and Tevel. It's talking about Truma Vada and Truma Safek. Rashash just wonders why Rashi gives that impression that the Din D'Oraisa is from this pasuk. MS to Drusha Zu Isa B'Bechoros Lamadalad. Ava Le'inyin Truma, Tzuluya, V'lo Le'inyin Tevel D'Mai Rihacha. It's also not held up lamaskana. But either way, that is Rashi. Rashi has the chiddush that pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai is teaching us pashtus that not only is it usur d'oraisa to be metame truma, it's also to be metame tevel that could potentially lead to truma. Tosfos does not like this. Tosfos argues based on a number of sources. And again, I'll say it now, but it's a few times on the daf. There's major discussions in the Rishonim on almost every line of this daf. Again, we're learning it daf yomi, and we have to get through during the time. But one should realize all the Rishonim, both here on the daf and also in Yeradeya, the Rashban is Sefer Torah Sabayis. Much discussion of all of these dafim, because this is hardcore Yeradeya, Yayinesech, wine was a major lemaisa discussion in those days. You know, many Jews worked with wine or worked with non-Jews and in the wine commerce industry. So very lemaisa cases. So all the different discussions come up. How a non-Jew touches it and what if it's closed and what if it's open? Again, these are major discussions that came up. So one should realize as much as we're doing, we're just scratching the surface of a lot of these discussions. So Tosfos here. Tosfos quotes Rashi and says, there's an iser to be metame tevel before any, you know, stage of development, says Tosfos. I can't believe that. There are many sources throughout Tannaitic literature that tell us that there's no chiv of anything, and there's no isser of anything before a certain stage of processing takes place. So, for example, Tosfos quotes Rashi and says Akasha, and the Tosfos Shemutter. about fifth line of Tosfos. The Kasha Nida Maisi Perakama the Nida Tznan. The Mishnah says, it's quoted in Maseches Nida, Mishnah from Chala. Nola la Safik Tuma Achlo Gilgala Tiasa Batuma. If there's a Safik Tuma before the making of the dough, then you can make it Batuma. Misha Gilgala Tiasa Batara, but only after Gilgal you have to make it Batara. But what do you see from there? That until the flour is made into dough, before the water is added, before Gilgal, they don't have to worry about anything. V'ksavar chulin hatun l'chalak achala damu. Right, so Alma Amrina de Kodem Gilgo Shalochala Al Achala Alavadain Chiyev Chala Amrina de Teyasa Betuma. There's no mitzvah of Shmira of Tevel. V'achanami Einam Ruyim L'Truma Chiyasu Yayin. So here too, if it's not wine yet, so what's the Isser? Right, it's not done the status of wine. V'lama Lo Yasu Betuma Kiva Shemutu Ligrum Tuma. So says so. Says the Yesh Dochalom. Right, again, all the Rishonim discuss these four or five sources from the Mishnayos of the Brises, and some of them answer some questions of Rashi, some of them answer other questions of Rashi. Tosfos does not answer all the questions, but he says the Yesh Dochalom. Some say maybe there's a difference between flour and grapes. The Shiny Hasam to calls Manchu Kemach Ein Kan Chiyev Chalaklal. Flour without any water is nothing. That for sure you don't have to worry about. It's nothing. Grapes to wine. There's more of a transition. You could foresee the wine and the grapes more than you could see foresee the dough from the flour. Aval truma ruuya mishashiba anovim midi dahavi. And then he quotes, after all, you could take off. What if you're maktim? Right? Before it reached Gemar Malacha, where you were chayiv to take off trumas and maisers. What if you did it earlier? It would still work. Midi dahavi a maiser shektim abishibolim. But achein davar temahu, he still toasts it, doesn't like it. Lachshiva tovel a truma kodem meruach. He still finds it very difficult. He quotes a Tosefta in Chala, and he quotes others. So Tosfos, and then the end of Tosfos quotes a different Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Matzi found Rabbi Shlomo Ksav Yado. Again, this is a big discussion. This might be related to another Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which is discussed by the other by the Achronim, right? The Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Pevav, where there is a line in the Gemara about Truma being Toveles. Says Rashi, she calls manchala hufrisha until tevel is hufrash. Truma is taken from tevel. Chayav in misa alachilaso shel tevel to ha misa ksiv bay. It sounds like from Rashi, and Tosfos picks up on this there, that the isser of tevel is mishum the truma shibo, and that's why it's usser. And the question is, can you foresee the truma in the tevel? Tosfos there. Pierce Bakunjus Bishalo Hufrasha Chayav in Misa Lachila Social Tevel. Ta Truma Misa Ksive. The Kashalari. Right? That's Tevel is a separate Isser. It's not based on the Truma Shabo. Right? So that might be connected to our Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos right here. Rashi seems to say that there's already an Isser to be Matami Truma while it's still in the state, to be Goreim Tuma to the Tevel while it's in a state before Afrasha. It relates also to the question of the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses. In general, we have Tevel. And then after I do that frasha, I have truma. So for me, I'm a czar. Teva was aser to me, and truma is aser to me. Are those a continuous iser? It was aser, and it's still aser. Is that something new, or is that something old that's already been here? Before it was called tevel, now it's called truma. But tevel is aser means the truma shabo. The problem with that is, that Rabbi Yosef Engel deals with, if it's aser only because of the truma shabo, so why can't a kohen eat it? Why can't a kohen eat tevel? If it's only also because of the Truma Shabbat. So that's discussed, and the suggestion given is that no, sometimes you find something is only mutter to eat after you do something. Even if it's going to be mutter. A Kohen can't eat karbanos before Zrikas Adam, even though he's going to eat it afterwards. But beforehand, it's Asr Daraisa, to eat before Zrikas Adam. So Truma before the Hafrasha, even if it's Truma, it's Asr to a Kohen before Hafrasha is done. And once Hafrasha is done, and then it is mutter. But that's the question that the Asvin Daraisa deals with in Klal Beis. Had the Truma Asur Lazar imhu Isser Chadash Shen is Chadish Al Yedei HaHafrasha. Right, there's a new Isser. Odilma in Yanosh Isser Tevel Shabo Bim Koma Omed. Or do we say the Isser of Tevel has not moved? By the way, even though we didn't read Gemara yet today, but we're still on the right daf, so it still counts. Shat Truma Hitira Isser Tevel Shabo Achla Kohen Avolo Lazar. Or do we say the Isser of Tevel is based on the Isser of Truma? It's just that a Kohen is allowed to. Viteda Shahari Onshim Shave. Same Onesh. The Onesh of Tevel is Misa B'Dei Shemayim. The Onesh of Truma is Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So maybe you'd say it's a continuous Isser. Right? So that is, it's a big discussion that he has here. He quotes, obviously, Kedarka Bakodesh, many Gemaras, and many discussions in the Rishonim. So, a related answer to that is, why is Tevel Aser? Mishum the Truma Shema, or is it a separate Isser? I'm just trying to think. There are other examples of this where we have something that's Aser before and Aser after. And the question is it continuous? Right? In Chulin, the Rishonim discuss, you have an animal walking around. So that animal is Aser to eat. Why is that animal Aser to eat? Eivir ben Achai, right? It's Eivir ben Achai. It's the Baal Teshaksu, right? If like a Ben Pakua, the Rishon discuss, even an animal that shechted and the baby midaraisa is mutter, right? You can't take a bite out of that baby, right? Even though it doesn't need shechita, but either way, before it's shechted, it is Eivir ben Achai. After it's shechted, let's say it wasn't shechted properly, so it's Eina Zavuch, it's Nevela. So it was Aser, and now it's still Aser. So are those Isurim connected? Right, all these are connected, and the Gemara discusses, and the Rishonim expand, you know, whether you are to connect an earlier Isser to a later Isser, or do you say that something could be Usser, but it really jumps from one Isser to another Isser. One final point, and then we'll actually start. The Avni Miluim, the Ksos and his Shuvas at the end of the Avni Miluim, discusses the Isser of being Metame Truma, and he assumes that it is an Isser Daraisa, based on the Psukim, as we know. Mishmeres Trumosai. But he brings up another Chiddush. And that is, we know, based on Mishnayis and Trumos, there is a discussion of Ein Mevatel and Isser Lechadchila. I'm not allowed to be Mevatel and Isser on purpose. Right? Even if I want to put a little bit, less than the amount of Bittel. I want to put a little bit of milk into my chicken soup. Tiny, tiny, less than 1 to 60. Right? Very little bit. Or I want to eat a non-kosher piece of something. I'm going to mix it into a huge stew, less than a Bittel. I'm not allowed to do that. That's Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechadchila. If Bittel happens, then there's Halacha that I have to rely on it. But Lechadchila, Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechadchila. Is that an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Darabanan? So we assume it's an Isser Darabanan. There's a Ravid in the Isser Mashahu that holds it's an Isser Daraisa. But the Avin Miluim assumes, even if you say it's Darabanan in general, by Truma, it's an Isser Daraisa. Because of the Isser of being Metame Truma, the Mitzvah of Shmira of Truma, so, to be mevatel in chachila would be daraisa, even if all other isurim are drabanam. Dahacha min haTorah aser, mishum da'anu musharan ala truma shalom nafsidena, dichsiv, ushmartem es mishmeres trumosoy. Right, our pasuk here. Umin haTorah tzorach shimur, shalom nafsid truma. Ukshim mevatel truma v'tochulin, hari nefacha iser laheter, v'nasa mi truma chulin, da'acharam lahatos, fahavali kim ma'abed ha'truma biyadayim. Like you're being ma'abed truma, and therefore one is not allowed to... One is not allowed to do that. Okay, again, Mishmeres Trumosa is a big, big discussion. It's also the source for making Siyagim. Mishmeres Trumosa, Yasu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, right? Rashi quotes that in the beginning of Pirkei Avos on the first statement of the Anshei Knesset Gadol of Asu Siyag LaTorah. So Rashi quotes, the Geder Shelo Yavo Ligabe Isser Torah, Kegon, Shnios LaRayos, Shvus LaShabbos, Tichziv, Ushmartim es Mishmarti, also Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, right, making Mishmeres, and that's the source for Siyagim, but here Rashi quotes, Mishmeres Trumosai, that is the source for not being Matami Truma. Again, a lot more there, but let's move on. So, says the Gemara now, fourth line, Veina Ose Yayin Nesech Ach Yiri Labor. The Mishnah said, remember we have the wine in the top of the vat, then it flows down, and there's a catch at the end of that slope, and on the bottom you have the bar, and that's where it is then taken and to the next stage of the crushing process. Says the Gemara, based on the Mishnahs, that it doesn't get the status of wine until it goes down to the bar. Okay, that's what we said yesterday, we discussed, does not make Yayin Nesach. Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa, yayin, mishe yikape. When is the Gemar Malacha for wine, for Meiser? That's mishe yikape. Right, this is a Mishnah. It's Bahatnan. It's a Mishnah in Meiser. It's mishe yikape. When the stuff floats to the top and it is removed. Right, that's the stage of processing that is a chiyav maisris. So the Gemara is assuming that the same halacha should apply for yayin nesech and maisris. When is it called wine for the isra of yayin nesech? When is it called wine that you not now have to take off chumas and maisris? Right, because we know that right when something grows on a Torah level, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat it. Why? Because it's before Gemara Malacha, I'm allowed to eat it. The Rabbanan said, I can only eat it arai. I can't eat it keva. I could snack on it under the tree, but I can't eat a keva. What's keva? So the Rambam writes in Ochas Maisra six different things that are koveya lemaisras, right? Shabbos, Bishul, Melach, Chatzer, a number of events that are koveya. But on a daraisa level, before Gemar Malacha, I'm allowed to eat it, then after Gemar Malacha, so then now I have to take off Chumas and Maisras before I even eat it arai. Why? So Pashas could mean it doesn't have the status of food until you are bring it in and do meruach and do all the processing. So here the Mishnah says in Maisras that when does it get the status of wine? Only mishe yikapeh, when the stuff flows to the top and you remove it. So that's not right when it goes down to the bar, right? Stira. So Amar Rava lo kasha, Harabi Akiva harabanan. So instead of being mechalik at this stage between the contexts, we just say it's a machlokas tanaim, and there wouldn't be a difference at all between the contexts. Ditanya. So as the Brisa says, Yayin Mishayerid Labor, Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishikape. So just like there's a machlokes by Yayin Nesach, it will be the same machlokes by Maisras. Iboy Lahu. When it says Mishayekape, Kipui Debor, O Kipui Dechavis. Right, there are a couple of stages of the processing. Right when it goes into the bottom pit, so then stuff dregs float to the top, and then it's skimmed off. So that's one stage. Or is it even after that? After you put it into barrels for a third processing. You have the trampling on top that starts getting the wine out. Then you have on the bottom where the stuff flows to the top. And then you take it into barrels and again you leave it there and the stuff floats to the top. So when is the Gemar Malacha for this chiyuv? And when does it get the status of wine? Is it kipui in the bor or even a later stage kipui in the chavis? So tashma, we learn from the following Mishnah. So each one is the opposite. Ditznan. It's not. The Mishnah says, Yayin, Misha, Yekape, right when it is, right when you skim it. V'yafapi, Shekipa, and even though you actually, you know, took off, Rashi adds, V'yafapi, Shekipa, Mashibe bar, Kolate, Min Hagato, Yone, Vishosa, Shaoso, Shaloyara, Labar, Lo Nigmar Malachto. But again, now let's read back to the Brisa, to the Mishnah. So Yain, right when you take off, and even if you took off from the bottom, Kolim, and I got all Yonam, and I've seen Vishosa, you can still take from the top, because the top is not connected to the bottom, and even though the bottom is now Gemar Malacha, and it is the status of wine for Yain Esach, stuff flowing from to the bottom, and stuff from the top, that you're still allowed to drink from, Shema Mino. But you see, obviously, which Kipui is it talking about? Talking about in the vat still. Shema Mino, Kipui Tabar, Kamrina, Shema Mino. That's clearly the context of the kipui that is being discussed. Once the dregs are removed from the top. V'yatani Rav Zvid, B'debei Rebbe Yoshia, Yayin Mishayeri Labor, V'yakapa Rebbe Kiva Omer, Mishayishla B'chavios. We have a different version, right? The first, Brisa says, that Rebbe Akiva is the one that says Mishayakapa, and the Tanakama says, right when it goes down. Right, and here you have a different shot. The Tanakam is the one that says Mishiyir Labar V'Yikape, and Rabbi Akiva has a different shot. Mishiyishla B'Chavios, when you draw it out into the barrels. So it's a steerer in the Tanakam, the Rabbanan. It's a steerer in Rabbi Akiva. So Tartza Nami Lahach Kamaisa Hachi. Switch around, basically Chisurim Echser, and switch the first Brisa. Yayin Mishiyir Labar V'Yikape. Right, that's one there. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishiyishla B'Chavios. Right, so switch it. So says the Gemara. One second. We never had this day yet of bringing it into the barrels. That's when it gets the status of wine. The Ela Masnisan. Sorry, Ramban and Vayikra. Sorry. The Ela Masnisan Diktani. Eina Ose Yayin Nesech. Ache Yeri Labor. Lema Tlosa Tanoi. Is there really 3 days in the Tanoim? We'd always remember like to minimize machlokas. If we could say there's no machlokas, great. If we have to say there's a machlokas, we'd rather say there are 2 shitas and not 3 shitas, right? So here too, now we're basically saying there are 3 shitas. When it goes into the pit, when you skim off the top, and when you put it into the barrels. So are we forced to say now that there are 3 shitas in the Tanaim? Lema tlasa Tanaihi, so the Gemara says lo. Maybe, right, and Rashi quotes the 3 shitas, Tana di dun savar, Mishayir labor. Right, our Mishnah says, right, when it goes down to the bar, that's when it gets the status. Ula Rabbanan, Mishikape Babar, right when you skim off the top. A later stage, Rabbi Akiva, Mishiyishale. Right, Rabbi Akiva says, right, when you take it into the, when you put it into the barrels. So again, is that 3 shitas? The Gemara says, no. Finally, we get to a chilik in the context. Up until this point, we have assumed that every single context is the same, whether it's Maisrus or whether it is Yayin Nesach. But now we have a chilik between the Shitos. So what is the context? Lo shiny Yayin Nesach Tachmiru Beirabanan. Yayin Nesach is more chamor, meaning usually you might say that the later Shitos are really true, right? What's the later Shitos? Either when you skim it off or when you put it into the barrels. The Rabbanan were more machmir by Yayin Nesach because right when it goes into the bottom pit, that's when it has the status. The Chazon Ish says it doesn't mean that it is just a chumrah da'avodah zara like we've had. He said it's a little more basic. When it comes, and this gets us into an important topic also. Eina kavanah, this is the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Yayin Nesach, in Simin Nun. Eina kavanah de'isur Yayin Nesach machmerina be'tfemi isur tevel. It's not a general isur of Yayin Nesach versus tevel, which is how we've understood it up until now in the various contexts in the Rishonim and the Gemara where this came up. Ela Yayin Nesach shiny. It's not about the general of Avodah Zarah, but it's about go to the reasons and the for the different contexts. Yayin Nesach shiny. De'ein gemar malacha kovei adinon. Who cares, in the context of Yayin Nesach, whether it has the status of wine or not? Actually, legally, halachically. Why is that something important? When it comes to Maisrus, okay, does this have the status of Yayin? So then it's a halachic definition. And that's how you have to go by halachic definitions. But when it comes to Yayin Nesach, we have to separate from their wine, right? We don't want to have any connection. So even earlier, so not even after the chumrah, but in terms of what's the reason in each one. So the Chazon Ish is saying it's not just a general chumrah, but it is something specific to what is happening here, Yayin Nesach, what the reasons are why it is Aser. This idea that we're talking about in these dafim about when does the status of wine start, we know comes up in another context, and that's of course in Parsha Shmini, when the Psukim talk about the halacha of Machshir Lekabel Tuma. To be Machshir something Lekabel Tuma, right, a fruit or a vegetable, a food item is only able to be makabel tuma if it gets wet with one of the seven liquids listed in the last parak of Machshirin. Interesting, it's listed in the last parak of Machshirin, not in the first parak, but it's in the last parak of Machshirin where the list off the seven liquids of Yad Shach Adam. Right, and we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. The question is, why do you need it to become tame? So it's Rashi's lashon, and the Sefer Achinuch expands upon this, that it doesn't have the status of a food until it gets wet. And that's a svara, right? Usually, you know, nowadays we wash things off before we eat it. We wash it off for a fruit or a vegetable. So maybe halachically it doesn't have the status, conceptually, of a vegetable or a fruit until it gets wet. And only food items could become tameh, not something before it's a food item. The Ramban has a different shot. The Ramban in Yud Aleph Lamed Zayin in Vayikra, he says, the tameh heksher. I'll just read Rashi's lashon. L'lamedcha shlo hukshar v'nitkan lihios ochel l'kabal tuma ach yavo olav mayim. That's Rashi's lashon. Right? It's not ochel l'kabal tuma. And the Rabban says, no, v'tama echshar bavur ki lichluch hasheretz, the spiritual impurity of the sheretz, v'hametamim yidavek b'machalim b'lachus v'lo kem b'yevashin. Somehow the spiritual pores of the item open up only when it's touched by liquid. More of a metaphysical explanation. And even if it becomes dry afterwards, once it becomes wet, they're already open. Because, you're going to see, is it wet? Is it not wet? Is it still moist? Right? Once it gets wet, so then it is able to become tame. Okay, so let's continue. So we have the two days, but altogether the 3 days, in Yayin Nesach, when is the status of to become wine, which of course has ramifications of when I'm allowed to be part of the processing, when it by a Jew and by a guy, v'chulu. Continuing, Tavav Amabez, Ula Rava Deloshani Le. Rava earlier asked the stira between Maisra and Yayin Nesach and did not give the answer of Yayin Nesach is Lechumra. So, right, Rashi explains, Mido Sivna La'el, Maiser Ayayin Nesach. He asked the question originally of Maiser and Yayin Nesach, and he did not give the the answer that we had earlier, right, Rava, the earlier case. Vishanya Rava Lokasha, Alma Lo Shani Le. The Ishani Le must be there's no difference between the two contexts. The Ishani Le, Le Mashani Ayinesach. Rava should have said this as a difference. The fact that he didn't give that answer, so it must be that he assumes that there are three Mukam Le Ketasa Tanoi. Right, it must be that he holds there's three days in the time, and there's no room for Chilukim in the different contexts. Good. Says the Gemara, Mashva Bar Asar Vashar Motor. The Mishnah has said what is in the bar on the bottom is aser, because that already has the status of wine, and I'm not allowed to be involved in the yayin nesach, and it's aser b'hana, v'chulu, but the rest is mutter. Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, the Rishonim discussed that this Rav Huna might be going back on the Mishnah Rishona, not Dafka, the Mishnah Achrona, which were more machmer in certain regards and Mekel in other regards. But the Ritva, the Rashi, discusses that it could be based on the Mishnah Rishona. So Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu, Ela, Shalo Hechzir, Gargutni, Legat. When do we say that what's still up on top is mutter, because that's not called wine yet? It is if you picture the slope again, at the bottom of the slope, right before it gets to the bottom, there's like a grate. And that grate strainer catches a lot of the guk that's flowing down. So what they used to do is, they used to take that, because there's still a lot of wine in the mamushas that was caught by the grate. So they would take the grate and then dump the stuff from the grate back into the top pool. So, says Rav Huna, when do we say that the stuff on top doesn't have the status of wine, and you can still trample in it and not worry about anything? That's only if they didn't dump the stuff from the grate back into the top pool yet, from the strainer. Aval hechzer gargutni lagat. But once they did that, there's droplets of wine already on there, and already once it's down, it has the status of wine. And therefore, once they dump it back into the top pool, usser, then even the stuff in the top is usser, because now mixed into the top is yayin. It's already yayin that the goy was involved in, yayin stam yenam, yayin nesach, and therefore one is not allowed to take part and get benefit from that. Says the Gemara, there's a lot to talk about, but let's just do the Gemara first, and then we'll talk about each of the topics. Again, it's a small daf in words, but there's a lot spoken about. When you have small daf in words, it means that there's a lot to talk about. And you know, we've had daf. Remember, there's one amid in Baba Kama. There's only one line of Gemara on. Right? There's an amid in Maseches Nazir that there's no Gemara. It's only Tosfos on an amid base. I think Lamed Gimel or so. But either way, so let's first do this Gemara, and then we'll talk about some of the issues that Tosfos brings up. So says the Gemara, Gargutni Gufa B'maika Mitzera. One second. The wine that's on the strainer, that got stuck with the dregs, that's on the strainer. Why is that wine, you ready? Right? The Mishnah says that it's only wine once it goes down to the bar. This strainer catches it before it gets all the way down. So why is it aser b'maika mitzra b'nitzok? It must be aser because of nitzok. Nitzok is that it is connected through the stream that goes from the strainer to the bottom. Right? It must be that it's very close and it's connected. So is that must be why it's already called yayin, and therefore if it's poured back into the top thing, it asers the whole top pool. So is that why it's aser shmamina? But if that's true, so then it relates to a sugya that comes up later on, nitzok chibur. It must be that nitzok, if something is connected through a stream, it is considered connected halachically, and therefore that's why it's called wine. So why don't we bring this as a proof? And this is what Rav Huna holds, that he holds Nitzok is a chibur. So Gemara says, there's no raya. There's no raya that it's also because of Nitzok chibur. Kidatani Rav Chia, shepechasasu tzlochiso. Like Rav Chia says later on, in a totally different case, where a Jew is pouring into a funnel, and there's a little droplets of the yayin nesach in the kli. Like Rav Chia says over there, which we'll get to, Bezos Hashem, it's a case where the chasasu tzlochiso, and we'll have to see what that means, that it was filled up all the way to the tippy top, so it's not based on a stream, it's that it's actually touching. So achanami shepachasasu baro, it could be that the bor is so full on the bottom, it's touching the strainer. The strainer is just on the top, therefore there's no stream here, but it's all connected actually. So therefore there's no raya to the sugya of nitzo. Okay, let's stop there for a few minutes and talk about some of these issues that Tosfos brings up. First question Tosfos brings up is, or issue that Tosfos brings up. So what are we saying? Rav Huna is saying if I take the droplets that are still on the strainer, I dump it back into the top, so then it's going to aser. Ask Tosfos, what about bittel? there's a huge amount in the top pool. And there's a couple of droplets that's on the strainer. So why isn't it batel? Ask Tosfos and Dibur Maschol Aval. Pirish. Af mashe begat, rebe tipos yayin shebegar gutni hamisari begat. V'yim tomar ask Tosfos, follow mistoma yesh begat yoser mishishim mitipos yayin agar gutni. Mistoma, there's more than shishim in the top pool. So why is that aser? Right? We know shishim takes care of everything. V'yamrino lekaman, and we learned in the last parak, that shishim is chamer chadda beinvi. If you have wine in grapes, Rava says benosin tam. Right, we pass him like Rava. V'chitema kivan debagat nami ika yainim ha'anavim. But one second, ask Tosas. But maybe you know why bittel doesn't apply, because in the top, remember in the top, you still have a lot of grapes. You have grapes and wine; they're not all crushed yet. So maybe v'havile min b'mino dibimashahu v'lo bittel. We're going to learn later on in the Mishnah later on, and in Chulin also, there are two types of bittel: is min b'she'eno mino and min b'mino. Min b'she'eno mino is batel b'no Saint Tom. If it's two different types, different tastes, machlokas, Rama and the Shach and Yeridea, how do you define min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino? But let's assume for now it's different tastes. So if something has different tastes, then it's batel b'shishim. Min b'mino is a machlokas. Min b'mino is a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say batel, Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino is not batel. But the Mishnah says later on, right, we'll get to this, Hashem, Adaf Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah says when it comes to Yayin Nesach, everybody agrees min b'mino is not batel. Right, that's the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Yayin Nesach Aser Va'oser B'kol Shehu. Yayin B'Yayin B'Mayin B'Mayin B'Kol Shehu. Right, that's also B'Kol Shehu. So, ask Tosfos. Maybe this is a case of Min B'Mino, because you have a lot, you have wine, mixed in with the grapes also. Mashu Lo Batel. So he said, Tosfos says, no, whenever you have a case of Min B'Mino U'B'She'eno Mino, you're allowed to view it as Min B'She'eno Mino. Tosfos says, so Lamaisa, we go back to the question of why doesn't Bittel work here? What is a bit to work with the pool on top? So there are a couple of answers in Tosfos and in other Rishonim. Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar, maybe the Shita holds that when it's min b'mino, b'she'eno mino, you cannot remove the mino. Or, says the last few skinny lines, V'od yesh Lomar, d'may riachol gon sheish har b'yayin b'yachad b'gat. Favile min b'mino b'mashu. No, there's tons of wine. It's already crushed, but it's still up there, and therefore it would definitely be min b'mino, and it wouldn't be batel. Again, there's a discussion, the Rashba discusses bichlal, based on what we discussed earlier in the shir, the Rashba in the Torah Sabaya says, and the basically quotes a Ravid, and the Ran here quotes the same Ravid. I don't understand the whole thing. It's not called wine in the what's on top in the bar. If it's not called wine yet, then a couple of droplets of wine, how could it aser something that's not even halachically wine yet? It only has the status of wine when it flows down. That's also a discussion here. Tosfos doesn't deal with that, but that is a discussion here. Again, the Chasam Sofer writes, maybe the Chumra of Yayin Nesach is machshivo it wine. Even though you have a couple of droplets, but you want that wine, and that's machshivit. Okay, one discussion. The other discussion in the next Tosfos is also interesting. Tosfos says, what's the case of Nitzok? What was the suggestion of the Gemara? That why is the wine that's on the strainer usser, right, before you put it back in? Why is that wine? Because it's connected, the stream of the strainer is connected to the pool that is under it. Says the Tosfos, but one second. If that's true, why don't you just keep going up? The strainer wine is connected to the bottom, but isn't it also connected to the pool? It's all one big stream. From the pool, it flows down to the strainer, down to the bottom pool. So why isn't the whole thing Aser Mishim Nitzok? The Gemara is saying, oh, only the wine on the strainer is Aser Mishim Nitzok because it's connected to what's on the bottom. But the stuff on the strainer is also connected to what's on top. Right? So isn't that also one big Nitzok? So says the Tosfos, two different answers. V'yim tomer imke masha begato yolono lesser mitam nitzok. Tosfos says and quotes this from Rashi. V'yish lomar deshayni hacha dehavi nitzok bar nitzok. It wasn't a straight stream. The way the strainer worked was that somehow it caught some of the wine and sent it down in another direction, not exactly straight from all the way on top to all the way on the bottom. It changed the direction, and because it changed the direction, it's called Nitzok Bar Nitzok, right? It's a stream connected to another stream, and that's too distant. Demigat legargutni havi nitzok echad umigargutni labar nitzok sheni. And therefore Mikan, he quotes the Rivan and the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. They all quoted all of these grandchildren of Rashi. Right, the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam, B'shem Rashi. The Afilu Lamandamar, the Nitzok Chibur, Mikol Makom, Nitzok Bar Nitzok, Kihacha, Eino Chibur. Right, I'll agree, they quote in the name of Rashi, that it's two stages, it is not called a straight Nitzok. Tosis quotes a couple of lines down from the Rivam, right, fifth line of Tosis, V'hari Bar Rivam, Docher Rayazu, he doesn't like that, he thinks, even if you don't hold like that, even if you say Nitzok Bar Nitzok is a Chibur, right, getting back to the issue we brought up earlier. You're not going to ask for the top stuff because it's not called wine yet. Even if you say it's connected, Nitzok is only going to ask for wine in this case. But once the bottom is connected to what's in the strainer, that's called wine. But if you keep going on top, it's not called wine yet. And that's why it's not going to be aser mishum yayin nesach. The root of this machlokas might be, I saw one of the acronyms suggest, what's the nekudas machlokas between the 2 days and Tosfos? Right? Do you have to come up to the answer of Nitzok bar Nitzok is mutter, or even if Nitzok bar Nitzok is aser? It's not called wine yet. When we say that Nitzok is a chibur, what does that mean? Does it mean that it's all mixed together? Or does it mean that it's touching? And touching is enough for what you need. So again, if it's all mixed together, so then you could say everything has the status of wine now, because it's ke'ilu mixed together. Right? Or do we say, no, it's touching. And if it's touching, so that helps for some halachas, but not for all halachas. So that's what the Nekudas HaMachlokas might be. How do you understand Nitzok? Is it as if it's touching, or is it as if it is mixed in? This comes up also, by the way, by Hilchas Mikvaos. Had a kashra mikvah. Right? We know there's something called Hashaka. So to see how Kashaka is connected to Nitzok, to kiss the waters together, right? Our mikvos are basically all, you know, tap water. But we know it's connected through Hashaka to another little bar with the kosher water for a mikvah. So again, how does Hashaka work? Is that Ke'ilu, it's one big one, or is it touching is enough? And that's a question in Lumdis, how exactly that is going to work. Okay, again, a lot more, as we've said, but we'll continue a little bit more. Last little story. Hahu Yanuka, there was a child. Detana avodas kochavim b'shis shani. There was a child that was an expert in all these halachas when he was 6 years old. An expert. B'shis shani, Rashi says, ben shei shanim. Bo'mine. And they asked him the following question. He was a gaon atzum. He was a little gra. Mahu lidroch imahovidi kochavim begat. Right, are you allowed to aren't one of our issues? Are you allowed to trample with an idolater in a gat? Right, are you allowed to do this and you get paid for it and you get some wages? So Amar Lahu Darkanim Otecham Magat. Yeah, you're allowed to. Vakam Anasei B'Yadei. But the guy might lift up his hands when touch the wine while you're trampling it. Anasei B'Yadei. And the Mishnah Achrona says you're not allowed to. Ditzayrina Lahu L'Yadei. No, his hands are tied up. It's only mutter if his hands are tied up. Okay. Vakam Anasei Beregel. But what about his feet? Is he doing Nisach Beregel? Nisach Deregel Lo Shmei Nisach. Said this little child, the Nisach with feet, that's not called Nisach. Why? Because that's not a direct touch. We're going to get into over the next couple of dafim. You know, what happens if the different ways that a guy touches something? What if he touches it? What if a guy touches it with his elbow? What if indirectly opening up the refrigerator and there's a wine bottle in the door? Many different permutations of the shaila is going to come up. But this is the little story. First of all, the question the poskim deal with, the Rishon and the Rambam, do we pass him like this child? Right? And why is the Gemara quoting a story about a child? Right? A six-year-old that gave a psak halacha. Right? What is the importance of that? Chassam Sofer here as a charifus, because later on we're going to have some deos that talk about, do you need das of a guy? And it could be that you don't need das of a guy because, or maybe it's asur midrabanan. So the Chassam Sofer suggests, again, not saying his whole answer, but here maybe it's showing that even somebody who's a lav bar das might be able to have a lot of das, right? And for a six-year-old that knows all of these halachas. But either way, that's interesting. Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva. The Chashuki Chemed here discusses this tshuva of Ramosha. He starts off with the following question. The Chashuki Chemed here, let me just open it. He says, are you allowed to, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, start with this way, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha quotes in Shimon Gimel, in the name of Akiva Eger, what happens if I want a chumish or a sitter in shul, but there's no Erev, so I can't carry it. Okay, so am I allowed to give it to a child, a 4-year-old child? So the Akiva Eger says, If it's for him, you can. If it's for you, you can. You can't have him do malacha. But if the child goes and takes a sitter for, by himself and goes and takes it to the shul without an heir, but he's going to use it there, then you can use it once he gets there. Mutar laseis latino chumash v'sitter sheyisala beis hakneses l'tzorach atzma ulis palo v'lishma kriyas haTorah melis arva god leimol lis palo yachad. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos in Shin Mem Gimel. V'yesh takana, because he quotes, he says, you can't ask him to do it because that's an isser of safina biyadayim. V'yesh takana, litein latino, give it to him, and the memelo, you can be mistarif. So the Chashuk Echemet asks, what if he's a really smart little boy? Does it make a difference how smart he is? What if he knows the halachas of Eruv, and he knows, he's a 4 or 5 year old? So he quotes various shitas, the Tzlach and Masechas Brachas. Remember that Eli wanted to be Ma'anish Shmuel for paskening halachas bifnei Rabo, even though he was a katan, he wasn't a bar onchin at that time. Nadav and Aviyu, according to the Zohar, were less than 20, so why were they chayiv, misav de shamayim? Right? Even Bizmanenu, right? There are katanim charifim, right? Very smart. But Ramosha writes in Arachayim Chelek Dalasim in Samach Beis, there are many examples of very smart children, but in halacha, halacha is halacha, right? We know 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy, right? Whatever the source is. The Tshuvas HaRash says it's halacha Moshe Misinai, part of general Shi'urim. The Medrash says the first people in the Torah called Ish were Shimon and Levi, and they were 13 years old when they killed Shechem. So maybe that's the source for 13, right? Different day is given. But Ramosha writes in that Tshuva, he says, "Devadi onu rom tanim sheish lem das gadol to hak tanim kiben ches tes ika harbe shalom dim gemara gamim tosfos shitzarach havana gadola." You have 8 year olds that are learning gemara and tosfos. V'gamatzina b'gemara yinuka ben shisha shanim to tanim esechas avarazara v'shalom inei sheilos b'dini yainesech. Oh, our gemara. He quotes other gemaras. V'af bedoros hakrovim mufursim lakol shahagra kiben sheish hayachacham gadol b'torah. Right, that's why I said that. Right, the Gra was known. V'gam b'chol dar roem k'tanim ba'alei kishronos gedolim u'kamochein hashayach lios b'katnos aval gzeres hakasavu b'chol k'tanim af be'elu sheish lam das v'yavka ha'gra. Even if you have a 6 year old Gra, he's still 6 years old. V'yavki yinuka the Reish Lakish v'vechulu v'chulu v'chein adin to pitu k'tana ones. He says all the halachas, none of the halachas change in this regard. Interesting, but they quote our Gemara about relating to the child having a certain level of das. There's a big discussion, maybe we'll start with this tomorrow, but I'll just mention it now. The Rambam's psak is much discussed by the Nosa Kalim on the Rambam about a goy and kafus and regel, nisach beregel. There's a big discussion here in the Rambam. You know, do we paskin like this child? Do we not paskin like the child? The Shulchan Aruch says, just to read you the Shulchan Aruch, right, summarizing some of the shitos in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Dalin. There are a number of simanim in Shulchan Aruch on Yayin Nesach. So the Shulchan Aruch says towards the end, and this is in Yud Aleph, right? He discusses Regel. Is that going to work? Kesed hiya negiya she'osir ba'obi kochav in Yayin Banah. Right. So what is the touch? We're going to talk about this over the next couple of days, Brother Shem. Also, what is the touch? Sheyiga biyado o beraglo. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says here, Oberaglo, right? Sounds like Raglo is also considered a touch. You look here in the Beragola, Mehach Mishnah Vachulu, Harif Varasha Vaguda, Amnam Harashba Varan Varbini Rucham Helu, Denisach the Regal Loshme Nisach, Lesser Bana, Vchener Vadiri Ramban, Vaharambam. Right, so he quotes that this is a machlokas. Right, Vyesh Omrim, the Rama adds, Dimnoga Baraglo, Eno Serbana, Dein Derach Nisach Bakach. Right, is that considered a maisa of nisach? Okay, machlokas b'chav and the Ramah here in Yeridei Kuf Chav Dalid Yud Aleph. Okay, we'll have to stop. Beis Hashem will continue with Hahu Uvda Beis Hashem next time. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Lila Nishpas Rabbi Henry Book, Harav Chano Chenoch Ben Harav Binyamin Halevi on his yard site, and also Rija Mermelstein, Reisel Bas Rav Tzvi Elimelech, whose yard site is tomorrow. The neshamos should have an aliyah.